2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 2. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Hebrews 12:3. For compare him who has endured such contradiction by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary, fainting in your souls. Acts 20:24. But I consider my life of no account as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Mark 6:45 says, And immediately he compelled his disciples to step into the boat and go before to the other side, toward Bethsaida, while he sent the crowd away. This verse tells us that every one of us has a journey ordained by him. The word compelled here is the same as the word constrains used in 2 Corinthians 5:14. The Lord constrained the disciples to step into the boat. The most important thing in the Christian life is to seek out the journey which the Lord has ordained and faithfully walk on it. Some, even though they have found it, do not walk on it. This is the reason that their living is filled with so much spiritual death, gloom, and restriction, and this is the reason that there are so many conflicts and arguments in God's work. Today's reading. The most important task for each of us is to put ourselves into God's hand in a quiet, patient, prayerful, consecrated, and obedient way and wholeheartedly seek after His leading. We should be willing to obey Him and act only in accordance with His will. We should pray that He reveal to us the journey He has designated for us. After this, we should pay any price to wholeheartedly walk on it. The boat was in the midst of the sea. We still have not reached the destination of our journey. Although the matter of eternal life is resolved for us and we have no more problem with that, whether or not our history on the earth will be one of faithfulness or failure, of faithfulness to the end or desertion halfway, is yet to be determined. The boat is still in the midst of the sea and has not arrived in port. We should not be overly self-assured and should not presume that our ending is already determined. Of course, we are delighted to be on the right course, but how we run and end it is still a question. There is something special in verse 48, the Lord intended to pass by them. It seems as if the Lord had no intention to go to the disciples. But if we consider what the Lord is doing today, we will not have any problem understanding this. Since the Lord had commanded his disciples to go to the other side to Bethsaida, he descended the mountain and went forward to Bethsaida. Could the Lord go to another place to wait for them? The Lord was looking for the disciples along the same path which he had commanded them to take. If they had turned at a corner, the Lord would not have met them when he came. If they had gone on a wrong course, the Lord would not have gone on a wrong pathway to wait for them. This is very sobering. I have always considered that if the Lord commanded me to go to Shanghai and I went instead to Nanking, I would miss the rapture when He comes. This is because the rapture takes place only along the pathway that the Lord has ordained. If you are not there, you will miss the rapture. Each one of us has to bear his own responsibility as to which way he should go. The Lord has compelled us to go to the other side to Bethsaida. If, at this time, we are not faithful, we will never be faithful. Many of God's children have suffered for the Lord and have taken the lonely journey. Moses said unto the sons of Gad and sons of Reuben, Shall your brothers go to the war while you stay here? While others are faithful and suffering, can we sit still in peace? Surely there is hardship, but that is far better than drifting. Every one of us ought to faithfully serve the Lord, and every one ought to take the journey that He has ordained until we reach the other side. This is the end of today's morning revival.